Proclamation Number 1919 of 16th of May, 1941. Celestial bodies. Various luminosity. Purpose of those. What provisions many infinitely stars have, is unknown to man, and a statement of that is only to give in faith and also to accept in faith only as truth, for a proof cannot be provided, as long as the man belongs to the earth. The stars have the same missions as the earth. To give the spiritual beings further development opportunities, but they are so different and completely differing in nature from the earth, but all serve the same purpose, to put immature beings in a higher repentance. And this task is always decisive for the quality and design of each heavenly body. Each star is thus revived for the first time, from such beings still needing visible works of creation, because they still lack the maturity of soul. The way of activity of those beings on a star beyond Earth is not to make people understand. However, it differs totally from the Earth task of beings, because this task requires matter, while the other heavenly bodies are creations, where neither earthly laws of nature apply, nor by their living inhabitants are required works, which are equal on Earth. Only man imagines something similar, as long as he can put nothing else for it. That is the only way clarification can come to man. Indeed, it is divine will, that also clarification will be given to mankind. Where your eye can see, you find divine creations, but you do not see the spiritual, that is saved therein. This spiritual gets through infinitely many stations, before it is associated the one, from whom it is originated. 05/16/1941, it may be enough to go through the visible creation work of God, to re-enter the spiritual state of perfection, in which it once was, then it does not need any more school of spirit. It may be united in the kingdom of light with equal spiritual mature beings and thereby develop ever higher. But countless souls do not use earthly existence, as they could, then they leave the earth in defective maturation and are unable to enter into the kingdom of light. Those must now be given a further development opportunity, because God's creation is infinitely great, and the educational institutions of the mind are truly enough. Each sight corresponds to the state of maturity of souls, who stay in her now. They differ from each other only in the different light's intensity, that's to say, they are more or less bright, because the luminosity of each heavenly body is dependent on the maturity of the inhabiting beings, because their maturity level is decisive for the light beam that they receive. There are stars that are lightless, because completely ignorant beings inhabit them, who are also not willing to receive the light, that's to say, they close themselves to the teachings offered to them. But knowledge is light. These lightless stars are most densely animated, because countless souls divorce from the earth, who have taken no spiritual knowledge in themselves, and therefore these can be assigned only to those celestial bodies, where still is darkest tonight. However, they usually feel the darkness as torment, and then there is given the possibility that they desire and look. And then the higher development may also be used in those souls, and they can be put into some more enlightening areas, that's to say, on celestial bodies, which have a low degree of luminosity. But the same law obtains for all the stars. That the beings are active in love. Because it earns light, that's to say, now light in form of knowledge is streaming to the light beings engaged in love. There are stars that have an incredible luminosity. Thus there are the souls, that have brought through their God-pleasing way of life on earth and their service in love in a high blessed maturity, or they were endeavored to make up for their failed task on earth on other stars and are now light carrier, also receive constantly light and can distribute. These spiritual beings need no stay in visible creations. They are now empowered by their high degree of maturity to create and design, and do that now for their own felicity. Consequently, those celestial bodies are fulfilled with exceedingly charming creations. These are no earthly creations, so consisting of matter and therefore solid form, but they only correspond to the stay of the beings in spiritual regions, as well as the lightless stars involve no material creations, but are also perceptible to the beings, because everything there is available, what the beings desire in their dark state. Before their spiritual eyes even earthly creations purchase, because their will, their desire let be the creations visible, but not exist in material reality. And that means a pain for the being, to stand and desire for something never be palpable or perceptible, but only have an imagination ahead oneself. It is thus made clear to him the transitoriness of earthly things, so that they'll learn to overcome the desire for it by themselves, for having overcome without this, the being can never enter into luminous spheres. But in the state of perfection the creation and design of things is something else. These are spiritual creations, that have no connection with earthly desirable things. The different stars are therefore home for indifferent maturity standing souls, who are separated from the earth. And there are millions and millions of stars from such different luminosity, that truly every soul finds the corresponding home on degree of maturity, to be able to develop further, that therefore only the will of the being is decisive, whether it travels the passage to the altitude in a shorter or longer time. God does not abandon a being and gives him again and again development opportunities also outside of the earth, so in the hereafter. However, the unused earth life is never completely to compensate. Because only on earth the being can reach by right will a state of perfection, that gives him the highest heritage of the Heavenly Father, the childship to God. There are infinitely many degrees of felicity, which the beings can achieve by path of the higher development in the stars. Never, however, they will be able to enjoy the felicity, which is prepared for a child of God. For this purpose God gave man life on earth, that he, as long as he has free will and thus strength and grace are unmeasured available, can achieve the highest for himself. The childship to God. For what this word means, you all cannot believe. And yet you must walk through life on earth without the knowledge of the meaning of that, so you are striving in complete free will on earth to union with God, to get one day the most blessed creatures in eternity. Amen.